Your story matters. Find your voice, sharpen your skills, tell your story. Written and read by Nikesh Shukla.
That's me.
To all the writers I've mentored over the years, to all the writers I've learned from, laughed with, performed alongside, read, listened to, enjoyed a silence with, eaten food with, and admired from afar, you taught me everything I know. In memory of Stilo Brown, 1977 to 2022. The bottom line is this. You write in order to change the world, knowing perfectly well that you probably can't, but also knowing that literature is indispensable to the world. In some way, your aspirations and concerns for a single man, in fact, do begin to change the world. The world changes according to the way people see it, and if you alter, even by a millimetre, the way a person looks or people look at reality, then you can change it. James Baldwin. Introduction. Whose story matters? Your story matters. That's all I have to say on the subject. Your story matters. That's the message of this book. It's taken me a long time to admit this to myself about my own work, so this will save you decades of self-doubt and imposter syndrome. I'll repeat it again. Your story matters. Now I've set out my stall, let's move to you, what this book is and how it'll help you write the thing you're trying to write. Actually, no, hold on. Let's reload this, wheel it back for a second. Let's say it again, this time as an affirmation. Say it with me. You ready? My story matters. Before we do anything else, I want you to grab a bit of paper, maybe an index card or tear a page out of a notebook. Grab a pen, something that'll make a statement, a bold pen choice. Write "My story matters" on it. Sit with that thought for a second. Now, stick the paper or card or whatever you wrote on up somewhere you will see every day. On your bathroom mirror, in the fridge amongst the cheeses, if you live in the type of household that has more than one cheese at any time and you like them all to sit together like a little crew in the cool air of the top shelf. Above your desk, if you have a desk. If you're a hot desk kind of writer, take a photo of the paper with your phone, email it to yourself and maybe make it the wallpaper on your laptop. Use it as a bookmark. Your story matters. In this book, I will help you write it, edit it, hone it, own it, and put it out into the world. There will be advice, new ways of thinking, and plenty of exercises. By the end of this book, you will have your story written in front of you. I'm a big believer in offering practical help, because writing is hard. Writing a novel is hard. Writing an essay is hard. Writing this book you're reading right now was hard. Writing is hard. I often listen to writers talk about how they hate writing. And I don't think it's because they actually hate writing. I think it's because writing is hard. And it can reduce you to a monosyllabic, inarticulate spacehead sometimes. A disconnect happens between the perfect thought in your head and how it gets represented on the page. There's a slippage between brain and typing fingers. And if you don't want to come undone by this slippage, you'll need practical help. Super short lessons and prompts to help you create what you want to create. I look at storytelling in the following ways. Have the idea. Work out your intentions in writing it. Trust your instincts through the tricky first draft. Be mindful of structure and technique in subsequent drafts. Edit, 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 edit. One of the reasons I want this book to be practical is because storytelling, especially in dark times, is an important act. Storytelling can help us look within and understand ourselves better. It can be an act of generosity towards others to make us feel less alone. It can help us look for joy and hope. It can help us to understand complex things that are beyond our control. So with all that said, here's my manifesto on why all this matters now. 1. Your story matters. 2. Learning the technical side of writing is essential, but it should never, ever override your instincts. 3. You know your story. You know it better than anyone, but you must also know why you want to tell it, why you're the best person to tell it, and why you need to tell it now. 4. Right now, the only person that matters is you, and you, the listener, are the person that you, the writer, needs to service. The listener you demands this story. The writer you has this story to tell. The writer you should meet the listener you's demands in the best way.